This is the captain speaking.
That was the bosun's whistle. I would like to thank everyone for coming around today, and I'm glad that we've got a little bit of cover here so you can kind of get out of the rain. As you can see, we have a special guest here today. Sarah Henderson has been kind enough to come and join us, and as I can see, there's probably a few people here who realise that there's something very important to talk about today, and I think this is a conversation that this is a conversation that's been going on for probably 40, maybe 50 years. This conversation has been going on, and it's probably worth reflecting that in the history of Apollo Bay, the harbour, and before the harbour was even there, the big piers that used to come out were actually the centre of the town. Everything that came into Apollo Bay or went out of Apollo Bay pretty much came by boat until, of course, the Great Ocean Road was put in. Access by sea was really the way that people and all of the products and all of the building materials, unless you went and chopped your own wood in the hills, came into Apollo Bay. Over time, you know, with the roads coming through, the harbour's sort of shrunk a little bit into the background and it's been a little bit forgotten. So we've actually got a separation of the harbour and the harbour precinct from the township. But there's an opportunity there to change things around a little bit. So without further ado, I'm going to hand over to Sarah Henderson. And firstly, I'd just like to say thank you so much for coming down here today, Sarah. And I'll let you tell a bit of your story.
Thank you, Marcus. Marcus, thank you, Will. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and pay my respects to elders past and present. To our Mayor, Joe, to the CEO, Peter, to Richard Reid, and of course, your local state member, wonderful state member, and to Marcus and everyone here at the Fishing Co-op, the very first time, and Jason, the Deputy Mayor. The very first time I came down here was when Nick brought me down, well before I was elected, and this is an incredible part of the world, but it hasn't had a lot of TLC. And as you know, there's been a 30-year plus plan to overhaul this whole area, because this is an absolute jewel in the crown for Apollo Bay, a north-facing bay, so protected, and also the lifeblood, as you say, Marcus, of this community, and historically it's been so significant economically. You might have seen a little hint of this in the paper this morning, but with no further ado, I'm really pleased to announce that as part of our city deal, we will be providing $12 million to the harbour. Yay! Look, this is a great credit to so many here in Apollo Bay. As you know, this has been a very long journey, but we're going to focus as part of our city deal on the visitor economy. So the $12 million will include an upgrade of the co-op, an upgrade of the restaurant, so a much smarter seafood cafe inside and out. The plaza down on the, obviously on the foreshore, will all be completely rejuvenated. There'll be a new port depot building, some car parking, and all of this area will be fixed up. A beautiful, hopefully there'll be a plaza all the way looking over the water there. And this entire precinct will be upgraded and beautified. And the boardwalk. So we've also got a boardwalk connecting the harbour through into, we're not quite sure if it's going to go the whole way in, but certainly a connection between here and the town. And we see that as really, really important. So look, we are absolutely delighted. Now, we've had a bit of a sneak preview. Officially, it's going to be announced in a couple of days. There's been a report in this morning's paper that the Prime Minister might be coming down somewhere in the region. I can't confirm or deny that, of course. However, we are really focused on delivering a city deal that delivers for all of the Great Ocean Road community. And you might have seen in what's been announced by the state, the focus was on the 12 Apostles and on Geelong. And it was incredible to me that of $153 million, there was absolutely nothing between the 12 Apostles and Geelong. And frankly, this is for the Great Ocean Road economy. And I didn't think that was good enough. And Minister Tudge and, of course, the Prime Minister and our whole team, we've all worked very closely with Marcus, with Richard, with Joe. And I also want to acknowledge John Gorman, who's not here, but he also did some really great work. But Peter and I have had a few late nights. We had a bit of scrambling, didn't we, Peter, as we tried to get this over the line. So Peter has done a really fabulous job in terms of all the work and all the detail that we needed. But Marcus, congratulations. This is an incredible precinct. This is an incredible town. You haven't had enough investment. I'm so glad we hung on to Apollo Bay in the redistribution.
So are we. Believe it.
Because as you know, my opponents wanted to remove all of Colac Otway from Corangamite, which would have been absolutely dreadful from my perspective. So as much as we are sad to have lost Colac and District, we're absolutely thrilled to have held on to Apollo Bay. And it's not called the Seat of Cox, so that's good too. Very happy to be continuing to be called the member for Corangamite. But congratulations again. This is really a great day for Apollo Bay. And I'd now like to hand over to Joe to say a few words.
Well, I guess gone are the days when we've got to say they've got whales in the bay to get some sort of money here today. So that's a really good thing. Sarah, well done on such an announcement. I think it's going to really have it's going to be a game changer for this precinct, really. Council have been really, really proud to work with you, Sarah, through this process, and we're thrilled of the announcement that's here today. $12 million has been a long time coming, and I think everyone here today can acknowledge that fact. So, Sarah, thank you so much. It's going to mean a great deal for the co-op, the greater precinct here. I hope there's a beautiful boardwalk along there as well that we might be able to snip it open one day as well. So, Sarah, yeah, well
lots
done.
Lots of openings, lots of sod too.
Yeah, maybe it'll be sand though this time. So,
yeah. Already soon.
Yeah, I hope so. So, well done, Sarah. And I think it's even, it just goes to show what a great future the harbour does have. And we hope that now the state government comes on board with providing funding to get the renewal works done for the harbour too. So that's something that we'll certainly be following up with council and the wider picture as well. So thank you. Well done, Sarah.
Thank you. And look, can I also just mention before we finish up, I just also wanted to, where's Richard? Wanted to particularly mention Richard. Richard and I have worked very closely on these really important projects for Apollo Bay. Of course, we've got a state election in a few weeks' time, and it's really fantastic to have, obviously, Richard really engaged in this as well. And we are hoping, I mean, obviously, we're just about to go into caretaker mode, but I've been really, really pleased to work so closely with Richard on this project. We've got a big issue with the erosion, and can I say, the Wild Dog Creek to Skeens Creek Walk is not off the agenda, all right? Tim? It's very much not off the agenda. So I'm working very hard on that, on other really important attractions for the tourist economy. We know that now 6.2 million people drive down the Great Ocean Road every year, but the spend in the local economy is simply not enough. And if you're a day tripper, about 785,000 international day trippers, I think they spend on average about 18 cents per person. That's not enough. So a big part of our focus is to make sure we can increase the yield. We give people really good reasons to stop, like here, like Marengo, with the Wildlife Wonders, a project that's really exciting, and with the many other projects that we're helping to develop down the coast, including, of course, at Point Grey, which I'm going to go to Lawn to announce $8 million in Lawn next, which is not as much as here in Apollo Bay. Thank you very, very much, everyone. Thank you, Marcus. Can you hold that?
Yeah, sure.
We better have a hug.
Thank you so much. Really, it's amazing. It's truly amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I
need a hug from you.
Thank okay, beautiful. I'll take it.
thank you for coming down, everyone.
Can I just say, I guess in closing as well, I think it really needs to be acknowledged that you know, these sort of partnerships, and I call them partnerships between the community and those that are in positions of power, the collaboration at that grassroots level is integral to making these happen, things happen. And we haven't really enjoyed much of a relationship for a long period of time. And, you know, in light of recent events in Canberra, you know, people have got a bit cynical about, you know, politicians and where their focus is. But I've got to congratulate both our council, who in the last 12 months in particular has transformed what that relationship looks like between us, the community, and the Colac Otway Shire Council. So I thank Peter. I thank Joe and all the staff there, particularly that upper level of management, which is where the culture is set. I see a great future in how we collaborate going forward. And of course, you know, Richard, I really appreciate your ability. We've been into Parliament House quite a few times now to plead our cases, and it's always nice to see a friendly face there when we walk in the doors there. And of course, Sarah, really, I mean, you know, you've made this possible. It is transformative. This is a game changer for the town. It's going to reconnect us in ways that'll just make it so pleasurable to be here. And I think rather than being a bus stop for lunch, we will become a destination in our own right. And really, that's largely thanks to you. So thank you so much.
Fantastic.